好，再看下面啊。
Okay, so we have five more minutes.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
十章有三段啊。
There's three sections in chapter 13.
我们现在看第一段一节到七节。
Let's just read the first section, which is verses 7.
当顺服社会制度。
It is to submit to the authorities.
第一小段的一到二节顺服掌权者。
In verses 1 and 2, it's to submit to the authority.
就是掌权者就是政府做官的人。
Subject to the governing authority. They are the
officials. 这做官人是神的仆人。
They are the servants of God.
我们抗拒他等于抗拒神啊。
If we rebel against them, we rebel against God.
就我们信耶稣的人要顺服社会一些制度。
So as Christians, we should submit to the governing authority.
也要顺服那些政府的官员。
We should also submit to the officials.
因为他们维持社会治安就替天行道的。
Because they are the ones that keep the people in order.
连巴比王也算神的仆人。
Even when King of Babylon was the servant of God.
耶利米二十五章第九节。
In Jeremiah.
耶利米书二十五章。
Chapter 25.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我必召北方的众族和我仆人巴比伦王尼布先生撒来攻击这地。这里谈到尼布的王，尼布是神的仆人。
Here mentions that King Nebuchadnezzar is the servant of God.
以色列人常常拜偶像。
The Israelites often worshipped idols.
所以神准许巴比伦王来攻击耶路撒冷。
So God had allowed the king of Babylon to come and take over Jerusalem.
在这个时候，巴比伦王成为神的仆人。
At this time, the king of Babylon became the servant of God.
当时犹太是罗马政府所管的。
At that time, the Jews were taken by the Roman Empire.
罗马这个官员是以色列的仇敌。
And they were the enemies of the Jews.
但是保罗说他是神的用人。
But they were also used by God.
我们要听从他的领导。
We need to listen to their order.
因为他维持治安替天行道。
Because they keep order and they do according to.
彼得说要顺从这个官员有一个原则。
So there's one principle when we need to obey the authorities.
彼得前书第二章十三节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
你们为主缘故要顺如人一切制度，或是在上君王，十六节，或者君王所统治。所派华恶赏善的权宰啊，这里说为主缘故要顺服人的制度。
Here it says that we need to submit ourselves to the authority because of to the Lord.
为主缘故是一个原则。
It's a principle here.
如果政府的政策跟信仰没有抵触
，If the governing officials are in conflict with our belief，
我们为主缘故要听他的话。
Because of the Lord's sake, we should submit.
如果政府政策跟信仰有抵触
，if the governing officials are in coincidence with our belief,
你在听他就不是为主缘故了。
And you listen to them, then you are not doing it for the Lord's sake.
所以，当政府的政策或是领导者、做官的、做王的政策跟信仰抵触说，你为主缘故就是不听他。
So when you're a governing official and you have an order, but you do not listen to them.
那不听他有两个选择。
You have two choices.
一个选择是移民，让他管不到你。
One is immigration, so they can no longer take charge over you.
好像谈以前有那个白色恐怖的时代。
Just like in the past when there was a situation.
有的人出了问题就跑到美国来。
And something happened, so people would flee to the U.S.
因为观念不同，所以就移民。
And because they had difference in concept, and so they left and immigrated.
清教徒是在英国受逼迫搬到美国来。
And actually, the U.S. was established because they were persecuted in England.
五月花。
And so the pilgrims.
他们为了信仰缘故，他们不听那边的，就移民到这边来。
So because of their belief, they came to the U.S.
但移民不是每个都有这个条件，有的没有条件移不出来啊。
But not all of us can have the ability to immigrate.
所以第二个选择, 留下来受逼迫。
So second choice is you choose to stay and suffer, endure this persecution.
尼布加尼撒王做金偶像，叫全国人去拜他， 但你三个朋友不要拜他。
So when Nebuchadnezzar was king and wanted everyone to worship him, Daniel and his three friends did not want to obey.
为主缘故不拜他。
So for the Lord's sake, they did not want to obey.
啊, 虽然被在火焰里面，神也把我没有数掉。
So they were thrown into the furnace, but none of them had to, died.
当你出了本来的习惯，一天三处向前祷告。
Daniel had the custom to pray three times a day.
因为违反王的命令，被扔到狮子坑里面。
Because he had just disobeyed the king's order, he was cast into the lion's den.
他也是为主缘故不听王的命令。
And he disobeyed the king because of the Lord's sake.
但命不该死，所以他还活着。
But he was still alive.
有人说苏蒂反传福音被犹太用石头打死，神没有保护他。
Some might say that Stephen was preaching for the Lord, but God did not protect him.
那当你三个朋友被狮子，被那火焰里面，神没有让那扫帚保护他，但你被那狮子坑里面，神没有让狮子给他咬死，为什么苏蒂反被猪头打死，神没有保护他呢？ 好像神有个标准啊。
So people might argue, why is it that Daniel and his three friends were spared and Daniel was spared, but yet Stephen was stoned to death? There's two standards.
圣经有答案。
But there's actually an answer in the Bible.
看《使徒行传》书几章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
26节。
Verse
26. 使徒行传书卷26节。
Acts chapter 17 verse 26.
他从一本在万族的人住在全体上，并且预先定了灵线和所住的疆界。我们是从 亚当生的祖孙，这一本是神所创造的。
We were all born from one man.
神创造了人，就给人住在全地上，并且预先定了年限，才所住的疆界。我们一天一生活几岁，有神的预定；我们要出生哪里，在哪里过一辈子，也有神的预定。
We are already set, determined the times of when we should live and the exact places where we should live.
但以上的朋友被火窑没有被烧，因为他的年限还没有到。
Daniel's three friends were not, did not perish in the fire because it was not their time.
当你被这树的坑，树的没有咬到，也是因为年限还没有到。
Daniel's life was spared because it wasn't his time to go.
神还是为他活着，为神的国度来这个信仰上有好的表现，对神的国度建立有帮助。
Because God wanted them alive so that they can continue for the kingdom of the Lord.
那苏蒂文神为他的安排的工作已经完成了。
But the work that God had given Stephen has already come to an end.
年限也到了。
So it's already his limit.
所以神没有保护他。
So God did not spare his
不是神没有能力保护他。
life.
不是神没有能力保护他。
It wasn't because God was not capable.
因为神全能。
It's because he is almighty.
不是神不愿意保护他。
It is not because he did not want to spare his life. Because he loved the people.
苏蒂文被杀死后，耶稣在天上看下来。 苏蒂文看耶稣在神右边。When
Stephen was martyred, Jesus was looking down and Stephen was looking up to see that he's standing on the right side.
所以苏蒂文被在场面，耶稣看得很清楚啊。So
the whole incident was viewed clearly.
因为时候到了。But
because it was his time.
所以神没有保护他。So
God did not spare him.
我们信主的遇到危险困难，病痛，常常向神祷告。So
as Christians, we also encounter difficulties or illnesses and we pray about it.
有时候祷告发生功效，得了医治。
Sometimes we pray and we get
results. 遇到危险，都是神保护，所以可以避免这个危险。
Sometimes we encounter troubles or disasters and we are spared in this kind of tribulation.
但最后一次祷告没有功效。
But there are times when the prayers have no effect.
每个人都有最后一次了。
I'm sure every one of us had that experience.
如果每次祷告没有功效，你要活几百岁。
If you pray every time and you're answered, how many hundreds of years will you live?
所以每个人有最后一次了。
So there is that always one last time.
祷告没有功效,
that the prayer was
不是神没有能力, 祂全能。
It's not because God did not have the power.
不是神不听我祷告, 祂爱人。
It is not because the God did not hear your
prayer. 就让苏蒂文说到了, 神看着他受被钉死，被大用石头打死, 神没有保护他。
But it is like Stephen that God saw his persecution and did not protect him.
好，我们再看回来, 这个罗马书第13章。
Let's refer back to Romans chapter 13.
刚刚所看的一节到二节, 这里谈到我们顺服政府的官员。
Verses 1 and 2 talks about how we submit to the governing authorities.
啊, 第三节到第五节, 他们任务就是赏善罚恶, 替天行道的。
And in verse 3 3 through 5, it talks about
how 所以我们顺服他的领导,
that we submit to them for the Lord's sake.
如果他们政策跟信仰抵触,
because of the Lord's sake, we do not need to listen to them.
啊, 不听他才是为主缘故啊。
Because if we do not listen to them, that is for the Lord's sake.
听他就不是为主缘故了。
But if you listen to them, then it is not for the Lord's sake.
所以听从政府的官员领导是有原则，不是盲从的了。
So there is a principle here. It is not just with no principle.
那第六节是谈到了交税的问题，交税金。
Verses 6 and 7 talks about paying taxes.
啊, 我们从社会得了好多福利。
We receive many benefits from society.
那国家社会要给我们这些福利，有这个教育机构、治安机构、好机构、卫生机构。 我们生活能够安居乐业，需要来需要经费啊，这个是我们的税金。
And the country needs to have the roads, path, and the benefits that we are able to enjoy. It's because they get the funds from taxes.
所以基督徒要交税，不要漏税。
So Christians need to pay taxes.
但如果能够免税就要免税，如果能够减税就要减税。
But if you can minimize your tax,
能免税你不免税，能减税不减税是傻瓜嘛？
Because if you could minimize, but you don't do it, then you are a fool.
这个是法律给你的保障啊。
Because this is what the law
我们没有违法。
says. We haven't gone against the law.
所以能免就免，能减就减，但不要漏税了。
So you could minimize, but do not evade.
这都是原则嘛。
Because this is a principle.
好，那我们今天这个进度就到这告一段落。
So we will conclude up to this section here today.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
119首。
119.
我们今天继续昨天来学习罗马书的第13章。
Today we're going to continue studying the epistle of the Romans, chapter 13.
第十呢，我们昨天看到第一段，就是第一节到第七节。
Yesterday we had covered section 1. Verse 1 to 7. Today we're going to continue study section 2 from verse 8 to verse 10.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。这里谈到我们不管什么事情都不能够亏欠人。
Nothing, no one, anything except to love one another.
但彼此相爱要常常以为亏欠，就是说怎么爱都还不够。So
no matter how we show a love, it is still insufficient, not enough.
然后说，因为爱人的完全的律法，这个完全的律法的意思说满足律法的要求。For
he who loves another has fulfilled the law, meaning that love will fulfill. The law.
立法的总纲就是十条诫命。So
the conclusion of love is the Ten Commandments.
十条诫命分成两个部分。The
Ten Commandments can be divided into two parts.
前面数条是人对神当见的本分。The
first four commandments are the obligations of man to God.
主耶稣把这个数条归纳成一条说。 尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
And Jesus tried to summarize these four commandments as you have to love the Lord wholeheartedly.
一个爱神的不会违反前面数条诫命。
He who loves God will not violate the first four commandments.
后面六条就是对人当见的本分。
And the latter six commandments are the obligations of man, of man to the others.
主耶稣把这六条归纳成一条说，爱人如己。And
Jesus also summarized the sixth commandment as you shall love the others just like loving yourself.
爱人的不会违反后面六条诫命。But
at the same time, if one can love the others, he will not violate. The sixth commandment.
爱神爱人就是十条诫命的根本精神。
And love man and love God are the basic teachings.
所以这里说爱人呢就满足律法的要求。
These are the basic spirit. Therefore, the Bible says that he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
然后第九节说，像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、 不可偷盗，不可贪婪，后有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句中内啊。这里谈到所有的这个对人当尽本分的诫命，都包括爱人如己这一句里面。
So all these commandments are the obligation to man can be summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
第十节说，爱是不加害给人的。
Verse 10, love does not harm to a neighbor.
第九节谈到了奸淫、杀人、偷盗、贪婪，都是加害给人的。
And in verse 9, we learn about murder, stealing, bearing false witnesses, covetousness, adulteries. All this are the all these deeds will harm the others.
爱人呢不会嫁给人，所以他不会奸淫，不会杀人，不会偷盗，也不会贪婪别的东西。
If a person truly loves the others, he will not steal, nor he will covet, nor he will commit adultery.
第十节下面就下个结论说，所以爱就完全立法，就是说爱就满足立法要求。
Verse 10 is a conclusion. Love fulfill the requirements of the law.
那第三段是十一节到十六节，当趁早醒悟。
Verse 11 to 14 is the section 3. It is high time to awake out of sleep.
十一节到十二节是第一小段，主的再临已经近了。
Verse 11 to 12 is the first subsection. The Lord's second coming is near.
我们看这个十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
爱者，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比出信时候更近了。这里所说的，我们得救是讲基督再临带我们到天国去这样的得救。现在比出境时候更接近了。
In here, verse the second portion, verse 11, mentioned about salvation, which is the time that the time we go to the heavenly kingdom is nearer.
每个人有不同的信仰的动机。
Everyone has a different motivation when believing in Christ.
第二代以后的信徒是小时候跟父母去信的，他没有什么动机。
The faith of second generation came from the parents. They do not have any motivation.
第一代的信徒要接受这个救恩，一定有他的动机。
And the faith of the first generation must have the motivations.
有的是因为家庭不平安来信主。
Came to the Christ because that they found no peace at home.
有的因为感觉人生虚空来信主。
Some sense to the vanity of human life.
有的对宗教有兴趣，为了研究更好正确的宗教来到教会。
Some are interested in religions, so they were seeking for the truth.
虽然每个人有不同的动机，但有一个终极目的。
Although everyone has different motivation or different purpose,
终极目的是到耶稣那边去，永远跟主同在。
The final goal is to be with Christ forever.
这是神选择我们的目的。
It is also the purpose that God chooses us.
看罗马书第八章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Romans.
第八章的三十节。
Chapter 8, verse 30.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称为义，所称义的人又叫他们得荣耀。这边谈到神预定拣选人，就把他们选召来信主，目的是给他被称为义，将来能够得到荣耀。
As said in verse 30, moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called, whom he called this, he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
再看提摩太前书。
Let's also refer to the epistle to the first epistle to the Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
提摩太前书五章九节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们这个耶稣基督得救啊！这里说， 神真的我们是预定我们这个耶稣得救的。
So therefore the purpose of God choosing us, is to obtain application, to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以耶稣基督再临接我们到天国去，永远跟他同住，是我们信主的终极目的。
As I just said, the purpose of Jesus Christ coming is to save us so we can be with Him in the heavenly kingdom.
也是神要拯救我们的目的。
This is the purpose of God's salvation.
那这里说，因为离基督再临时候已经越来越近了，所以应当要趁早睡醒，不要再睡觉了。
Stated in verse 11.That now is high time, the week of sleep. For now, our salvation is nearer.
这个睡觉就是说信心转弱啊，灵性停下来，不再求进步。
When a person is asleep, it also mean the person is weakening in his faith. His faith has declined.
啊，很多人信主一生的过程好像海浪，有高的时候，有低的时候。高潮低潮的时候
，the faith of a person can be like the high tide or low tide。
啊，高潮时候都是非常热心，信仰非常积极；低潮时候就冷淡下来，不常来聚会，或者不想祷告，不想读圣经，跟神疏远了。
Just like the ocean wave, when the person is a high tide, he's very, he's very zealous in worshiping the God, serving the Lord. However, when he's low tide, the faith declined.
在低潮心灵转弱时候，往往不想祷告。
In many occasions, when the faith declines, he was reluctant to pray.
那不想祷告的时候，更需要祷告的时候。
And as the person was reluctant to pray, he should actually be more proactive in prayer.
这个时候，神会叫我们醒过来。
And God will awake us.
列王上卷第十九章。列王上卷。
Let's refer to the First Kings.
第十九章。
First Kings chapter 19.
在十八章那边记载，以利亚求神降火来接受他所献的祭物。
In chapter 18, we learn that Elijah asked the Lord to send fire down. To consume his sacrifice.
然后把假先知都杀掉。
And to kill the false prophet.
然后现在祷告三年半没有下雨的竟然下大雨。
And for 3.5 years there was a drought on the earth. And after his prayer, the shower outpoured.
这个时候
heavy rain outpoured.
以利亚的信心非常刚强。
At that moment, Prophet Elijah had a very strong faith.
连王都不怕。
He was not even afraid of the king.
王问他说：“给以色列遗的灾祸是你吗？”
The king asked him, "Was because was all this was a drought caused by you?"
他说：“不是我，是你跟你父家，因为你们拜偶像。”
He says, "Not because of me, it's you and your father, since you turn to idols."
但到了十九章，他的信心就开始走下坡。
However, we notice in chapter 11, Elijah's faith started to decline.
王后也许不要杀他，他只要逃命。
When Queen Jezebel tried to kill him, he flees.
到了罗亭树下求死。
And he asked God to take away his life under the tree.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
列王上卷十九章第五节。
First King chapter 19 verse 5.
他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了，有一个天使拍他说：“起来，吃饭，吃吧。”第六节
，six.
他观看见头旁有一瓶水，以炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。第七节
，seven.
主的使者第二次来拍他说：“起来。”出吧，因为你当走的路甚远。第八节，他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力，走了数座位，到了神的山，叫做何利山啊。以利亚的信心最低潮时候，他求死。
So we can see at this moment, the faith of Elijah was like at the bottom of the valley. He even asked God to take away his life.
甚至睡觉了。
and he fell asleep.
天使就叫醒起来吃。
He fell asleep under a broom tree, and an angel touched him and woke him up.
伊利亚吃了喝了，又再躺下睡觉。So he
ate and drank and lay down again.
天使第二次再叫醒说：“你起来走，起来吃，起来喝，因为你要走的路还很远。”
The second time, angel came back to touch him and ask him to rise and eat because the journey was too great for him.
第二次再起来吃喝，然后照了这个。 仗着这个饮食的能力，他就跑了四十多位到神的山。
So he rose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights.
伊利亚给神给天使给伊利亚喝水，可以象征圣灵充满。
The water given by the angel could symbolize or prefigure the Holy Spirit.
天使给他吃的饼可以象征真理。
The food or the cake he ate could prefigure or symbolize the truth or the words of God.
吃喝一次不够，要再吃再喝。
So eating and drinking once is insufficient, so he had to eat and drink again.
就是充足灵粮，被神充满。
And in other words, he should be filled with the power of God and also the words of God.
这样才能够有力量跑完当跑的路。
Then he will have the energy and the strength to complete the journey.
现代人都很忙。
In the modern times, many of us are busy.
要每天聚会有困难。
It's impossible to hold services every day.
有时候忙得连祷告都没有时间。
We didn't even have time to pray.
工作虽然是很重要。
Of course, it's important for us to work.
生活是现实的。
The life is so realistic.
但圣灵更宝贵。
However, the Holy Spirit is more precious.
我们应当在忙的工作当中找时间祷告，拨时间参加聚会。
Even we are very busy in daily life, we should still schedule time to pray and to learn the words of God.
就算真的忙的没办法聚会，至少也要在家里睡觉之前读一段圣经，祷告，然后才休息。
Even we are so busy that we couldn't attend the church services, at least we should study some Bible verses before we go to sleep.
因为工作忙赚钱，这个是生活的手段，不是目的。
Due to our daily necessity, we have to work and to make money.
跟神保持正常关系。
Still, we have to maintain a relationship with God.
得到心灵平安。
So we can have a peaceful mind,
谨守主的教训,
and keeping the words of God,
将来能到神的国去,
so at the, in the end we will be able to arrive at the heavenly kingdom.
这才是人生最大的目的。
This is the purpose of our life.
所以我们不要把生活手段当作人生的目的。
We shouldn't treat our daily work as our final goal.
求学、工作、赚钱都是生活目的而已，不是生活手段而已，不是我们人生的目的。
Receiving education, working just the way to maintain our daily life.
尤其末日越来越近，很多灾难会一直发生。
Especially the end time is at hand. Many of the disasters happened.
更需要有成熟的灵性、坚固的信念，才有办法抵挡住它。
We must have mature spirituality in order to resist all kind of temptations.
我们再看以弗所书第5章19节。
Let's refer to the epistles to the Ephesians.
以弗所书的第5章。 十四节,
the epistle to the Ephesians, 第5章,
第5章十四节,
chapter 5, verse 14.
所以主说，你这睡着的人，当醒过来。 从死里复活，基督就要光明光照你了。这里谈到睡着的要醒过来。
Awake, you who sleep.
然后说，从死里复活。
Arise from the dead.
我们不是信了主受洗就已经复活吗？
Have we resurrected after the water baptism?
为什么还要再一次从死里复活呢？
Why the Bible says that arise from the dead again?
因为有的人信心已经领退到差不多将近零点的时候。
Because some people's faith is so weak and almost to the bottom of the valley.
按明数活的，其实他是死的。
He is actually a living dead.
他没有真正活过来。
He did not arise.
我们看启示录第3章。
Let's refer to the book of Revelation.
第3章的第1节到第2节。 起初三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
你要写信给撒迪教的使者说，那有神的七年和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。第二节，你要警醒，兼顾那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的。撒迪教是属都属的末期的七个教之一。
The church in Sardis is one of the seven churches during the apostolic time.
主耶稣对他说：“按明你是活的。”
And Jesus said that, I know your work, that you have a name, that you are alive.
因为信主的人都已经重生。
Every Christian believer has been resurrected.
其实是死的，其实是死的，因为他没有活在基督里面。
But they are actually dead, since they do not live in Christ.
所以神说，我看你的行为没有一样是完全的。
Therefore, God says that, for I have not found your works perfect.
啊，我们刚刚所看的以弗所书第五章就是这个意思。
And this is the same meaning as we just read in Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章刚刚所看的第十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
你这睡着的人要醒过来。
Awake.You who sleep,
从死里复活
arise from the dead.
这里把这个睡着醒过来跟死里复活连在一起讲
And the author tried to join sleeping, awakening and the death together.
可见这并不是说他没有受洗
In this verse, the author didn't mean that he was not baptized.
也不是说他没有复活过
It also didn't mean that he was never resurrected.
受洗说已经复活了。
He was baptized and he did resurrect.
但他灵性睡觉了。
Spiritually, he was sleeping.
他的信心已经退到很低的限度。
And his faith so declined.
按名是活的，其实是死的，因为他没有活在基督里面。
In name, he was alive and yet he's dead, since he did not live.In Christ.
什么时候从死里活过来，什么时候睡醒，基督就要光照你了。
So awake, you will sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
啊，基督的光临到我们才看清楚当走的路。
So when the Christ of light shines on us, then we will be able to see the path.
因为在黑暗里什么都看不到。
In darkness, we see nothing.
我们就看错了人生正确的方向。
And、啊
看错了、
oh, then we see the wrong direction in darkness.
那有了光照以后，我们就能看清楚我们当走的方向是什么。
When the light shines upon us, we'll be able to see the road clearly.
方向正确才不会走错路。
And when we see the right direction, then we will be on the right track.
看回来罗马书第十三章。
Let's refer back Romans chapter 13.
十二节。
Verse 12.
黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。啊，这里说黑夜已深，就是说世界的罪恶越来越严重，越普遍。
The night is far spent, meaning that the world is so corrupted.
白昼太阳要出来了，就代表公义的审判要临到世界。
The day is at hand, meaning that the final judgment.Will come soon.
基督再临就是白昼已经到了。
During the second coming of Jesus Christ is the day at hand.
他像公义太阳要审判天下。
He is like the righteous son of righteousness will judge the whole world.
2000年前保罗就说黑已深白昼将近，那么今天不就更深，黑夜更深，白昼更近吗？
2000 years ago, Paul prophesied that the night is far spent, the day is at hand, and we are actually in this era.
从好多预兆的应验，我们了解基督再临的确越来越近。
And from many of the fulfillment of the signs, we notice that the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
那就要脱去暗昧行为，带上光明的兵器，先脱掉才能够穿上。如果旧的没有脱去，新的就不能穿上。
Therefore, we should cast off the works of darkness, then we'll be able to put on the armor of light.
行为好像衣服，这个旧的衣服 脏的衣服叫做傲慢行为，要把它脱掉。
And our deeds, our conduct are like the filthy clothes. They have to be removed.
然后带上光明的兵器。
Then we will be able to put on the armor of light.
信仰是一种属灵征战。
And faith, is a spiritual battle.
要穿戴全副的军装。
We have to put on the whole armor.
魔鬼是跟我们仇，魔鬼是我们的仇敌。
Satan is our enemy.
神要我们得救，魔鬼要灭亡。
And God wants us to gain life, and Satan wants us to go into the eternal perishment.
为了赢过魔鬼，我们需要穿上光这个全副的军装。
In order to prevail over Satan, we have to put on the whole armor.
就是光明的兵器。
Which is the armor of light, as we just read.
十三节，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼。不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒啊！就是一切的恶，我们要拒绝。
And we should walk properly as in the day. We should refrain from doing all kinds of evil deeds.
行事为人端正，好像行在白昼。
Again, let's walk properly as in the day.
很多人做坏事是暗中做的，他不能够见人，不能够给人发现。
Many of the people do the evil things in secret, so they cannot be make known to the others.
基督徒行为人是光明正大，好像现在白昼一样。
But as a Christian, we should walk properly as in the light.
在黑暗里面，稍微有一点点光，大家看得很清楚。
In darkness, if even there's a tiny light, and it can be spotted so clearly.
在充满罪恶黑暗的时代，我们基督徒有一点好像表现出来，就像一个很明显的目标。
So in the dark age, the Christian should have good deeds, and just like the light shines upon.
有些人或者信主是因为看到我们教信徒有些人表现很好，就被吸引来。
Some true seekers come to the church because seeing the good behavior or the good conduct of our members.
有一次我去芝加哥参加那边的灵会。
Once I attended a spiritual convocation in Chicago.
有一个弟兄从凤凰城搬到那边去工作。
A brother relocated to work from Phoenix.
他说他本来没有信耶稣。
He told me that initially he was a non-Christian believer.
有一个朋友在凤凰城，他那时候也在凤凰城工作，有一天要去拜访这个朋友。
Once when he had the opportunity to visit a friend in Phoenix.
他要按铃时候，听了里面好像是祷告。
When he was pressing the doorbell, he heard that someone was praying inside.
等他祷告完才按铃进去。就问这个朋友说，刚才你们在做什么？
So he waited until the prayer ended. So he pressed the bell and asked the friend what they were doing.
说我们在祷告，我们也现在开始家庭聚会了。
In reply, the friend told him that we just prayed and now we are about to start the family service.
他说我会参加吗？
He asked, may I join?
就把他留下来在那边参加家庭聚会。
So he stayed back to attend the family service.
他说第一次听到你什么都不懂。
So, when he attended the service the very first time, he couldn't understand a word.
但是以后又继续听几次。
He continuously came to attend the services.
为什么听不懂还要再去？
Why, he couldn't understand a word and still wish to attend.
然后那个气氛很好。
Because he liked the atmosphere.
有一家人那种温暖的感觉。
He feel the warmness of being, in the same family.
虽然是几家信徒一起聚会，但他感觉到好像一家人。
Although several families joined together, and he felt that they all live, like, the same family.
虽然他听不懂道理，但是这个气氛让他很受感动。
Although he couldn't understand a word of what you're talking about,He likes, he enjoys the atmosphere.
So, 继续去听。
So he continued to come to attend the services.
后来就接受洗礼。
And finally, he was baptized.
有些慕道主第一次来参加我们的家庭聚会。
Some of the true seekers came to attend our services in the very first time.
或是到会堂来聚会。
Or they came to the church.
往往刚来说什么都听不懂。
Very likely in the beginning, he couldn't understand a word.
但如果我们有一家人这种气氛，他会感觉出来。
But if we have the atmosphere, like in the same family, they could sense to it.
爱是有很大的吸引力的。
And Love will draw a person.
啊，虽然他不懂他还想来，因为爱的力量吸引他。
Even though he couldn't understand the word, he still wished to come. Since he is drawn by the love.
所以基督徒的生活样式应当跟不信主呢有很大的差别。
Therefore, Christians should live in a life very different from the non-believers.
啊，十四节。
Verse 14.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉的安排去放纵。所以啊，这里提到要披戴基督。
Again, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是把基督当作衣服穿在身上。
Just like it means that we should put on Lord, just like we wear the Lord like a cloth.
圣经有两个地方提到披戴基督，意思不同。
Twice in the Bible mentioned about put on the Christ, but they have different meanings.
看加拉太第三章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Galatians.
加拉太三章的二十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 26.
So, you name it in sin, Jesus, Yesu, Dolor, Sen, Erzu, Ersu, Chi, Jay,
27.
So, the great G2, the Dolor, P, Dai, G2, the Ersu, Leo, the Shen, Tan, Dao, Sin, Yesu, the Ren, Dolor, Sen, Erzu.
And in here, it mentions that in verse 26, those who believe in God are the sons of Christ.
什么时候成为神儿子呢？
When do we become the sons of God?
二十七节说，受洗归入基督。
The moment we were baptized,
成为基督的门徒。
And we became the disciples of Christ.
披戴基督。
And we have put on Christ.
就把基督的衣服穿在身上。
We wear the Christ like a cloth.
这里的披戴基督讲披戴基督的身份。
Here, put on Christ means we put on the status of Christ.
基督是神的儿子。
Christ is the Son of God.
我们披戴基督就是披戴基督这个神儿子的身份。
And we put on the status of Christ.
所以说受洗信耶稣的人都是神的儿子。
So those who were baptized are the sons of God, are the sons of Christ.
衣服代表一个人身份。
And clothes symbolizes or represents the status of a person.
警察、军人都有他们的祝福。
Police or the military man has his uniform.
受洗披戴基督，就把基督当一只衣服穿在身上，我们就有了基督的身份，就神儿子。
So after we are baptized, we put on Christ, we will have the status of Jesus.
看罗马书第八章第十三章十四节。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 13, verse 14.
这里的披戴基督就是披戴基督的形象。
In here, put on the Lord Jesus Christ means to put on the form of Christ.
也可以说披戴基督的生活样式。
And we put on the image of Christ.
因为前面都讲行为的问题。
In the past, the author mentioned about the conduct or the deeds.
十四节也说要披戴基督，然后说不要为着安排放纵私欲。就前后都讲行为的问题。
And verse 14 continuously mentioned about make no provision for the flesh. So the entire chapter deals with the deeds or the behavior.
所以这里的披戴基督讲披戴基督的形象或者生活样式。
So put on the Lord Jesus Christ in this sense, meaning to put on the form or the image of Christ.
披戴基督的身份是信仰的第一步。
And the first step to put on the Christ is to acquire his status, to put on the status of Christ.
我们不停留在第一步。
And we shouldn't just halt in stage one.
我们再踏出第二步。
And we should continue to move on to step to stage two.
披督基督的形象。
We should put on the form or the image of Christ.
所以才能名无其书神的儿子，名无其书基督的门徒。
And then we become real Christians, the real disciples of him.
光光有身份是不够的，还有实际的实足的表现。
And status is insufficient. We must have the good deeds or the good works.
基督在人的日越来越近，我们就更需要披戴基督的形象。
Yeah, the coming of Jesus Christ is at hand. We should put on his image.
一个披戴基督形象人对自己对别人都有益处。
A person has put on the image or the form of Christ will benefit the others and also will benefit himself.
腓立比书第一章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Philippians.
二十节。腓立比书一章二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 20.
照着我所期慕所盼望的，没有一件事叫羞愧，主要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。 21节。
21.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。保罗在这里说，不管是遇到什么事情，他都要叫基督在他身上照常显大。
He says that no matter what he expect, Christ will be manifested in his body.
基督的形象显得大，才看得清楚。
So the image of Christ is manifested, then the others can be seen clearly.
然后说，我活着住基督，我死了有益处。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
里面有基督生命。
And he has the life of Christ inside.
外面有基督形象。
And outwardly he has the image of Christ.
这样我死了就有益处。
Then to die is gain.
因为我一定可以得救。
He is very sure that he can be saved.
这样的榜样会影响当时各地教的信徒。
And Paul as a role model will influence the faith of the others.
这样的表现记录在圣经，也影响到2000年后今天的信徒。
And his performance will also affect and influence the believers 2000 years later.
所以一个人行为的表现，他的影响是没有空间限制，没有时间限制的。
So the deed or the behavior of a person is not limited by time or space.
好像保罗对于罗马教会说，你们的信徒传遍天下了。保罗对罗马教会信徒说，你们的信德信心啊，传遍天下。
Just like Paul told the Romans that your faith has been spread all over.
看罗马书第一章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
罗马书的第一章第八节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 8.
第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神。因为你们信德传遍了天下啊，罗马教信心很好，传遍天下。
The Romans, the members in Roman has a strong faith. Therefore, their faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
传道人到处传福音，会把某一个教会的信心的表现告诉另一个教会来鼓励他们。
Evangelists will share the faith of the others for encouragement.
很自然，一个教会的好信心表现就传开了。
It's very natural that the good faith or the good works of a church will be spread throughout the whole world.
好像台湾的传道常常到美国来工作。
For instance, the full-time ministers from Taiwan always travel to work in the U.S.
然后就会见证台湾教信徒信心有什么表现，来鼓励周边的信徒。
And they share the witness learn from the Taiwan members, Taiwanese members.
美国各地也有好多信心好的弟兄姐妹，传道也会把这里的好消息传回去，鼓励台湾教的信徒。
The ministers will also testify the good faith of the U.S. members to the members in Taiwan.
然后这我们早期的信徒的好的榜样，我们有一代的传下来。
And also, the role models of the early members are also testified by the others.
因此，一个人信的表现，他的影响是没有空间限制，没有时间限制的。
So, the performance of a believers is not limited by time and space.
保罗说我们做什么都很自由。
Paul said that we have the freedom to do anything.
但不都有益处，不都造就人。
But not everything will benefit the others.
选择是自由的。
It is our own choice.
但也是一种负担。
It's also a burden or responsibility.
我们选择每一件事情时要考虑后果什么。
So when we make any decision, we have to think what is the consequence.
对自己有没有益处。
Whether it will benefit me,
对别人有没有造就
whether it will also edify the others.
所以一个人选择行为时候，他是为个人选择，为他的祖孙选择，为当时周围的人选择，也是为历史做选择。
So when a person makes an important decision, he has to think twice, whether this will benefit himself or the others, and even the future generations.
这是一种家庭责任，也是一种社会责任。
And this is a family obligation, it is also a social obligation.
所以我们更需要慎重自己的行为。
Therefore, we should try to limit and control our activities.
保罗说他把基督生命表现出来。
Paul manifest Christ,
对他有益处
and to him is a gain.
对别人也是有益处
and also it is a gain to the others.
对历史也有益处
and also it will benefit the history.
因为他会传开，也会传下去
His good deeds and good works will be passed from generation to generation.
罗马书的第十章，我们就看到这个地方。
Now we conclude the chapter 13 of the epistle to the Romans.
我们现在继续看第十章。
Let's continue move on, chapter 14.